The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and we hope to do that with you today. We got a couple of things going on today. We're going to talk about a new benefit, a local one here for a young child that unfortunately passed away, and his grandfather put together a beautiful project about 7 years ago. And it benefits a lot of good local programs here. So we'll get into that a little bit. We're going to talk about the Rockfish Tournament, the Talisman Therapeutic Riding Tournament. Coming up next hour, we'll have a couple guests from the center up there in Graysonville. And I don't know what else we'll talk about, whatever you want to. You guys can pick the subject today. We got deer season coming up. We got the bear lottery finishes up tonight. So if you haven't put in for your bear lottery permit, today would be a good day to do that before midnight tonight. And I'm in there, and I hope a few of my friends are in there too. So that'll be drawn, I guess, the third after Labor Day. And the results will be put on the website, so we'll know if we got a bear permit this year again this year. Been a couple of years since I've had one, but always enjoy it. Always enjoy the hunt. I hunt with my bonus daughter, Laura, up there in Frederick County, and we've had a close bear encounter or two. So that's always fun. No bear has been harmed in our hunts. However, dog just jumped on me. Sorry. Joe, lay down. Come on. If you're going to get up here, you got to lay down. Come on. That way. Oh, thank you for that. Do you have to sit on my paperwork? No, you're getting down. Sorry, folks. I got to extricate a dog. Get out of here. Go on. Get down. All right. Good girl. That was fun. And let's see. We've got a couple of seasons starting. We got the waterfowl season starting. For early geese, we've got archery season coming in on the 6th, squirrel season starting, dove season, that's a big one for the eastern shore. A lot of folks love to hunt those doves. I might go to dove hunt this year. Not sure yet what I'm going to do, whether I hunt them or not. But always fun, awful hot. Last couple times I've gone, it's been in the 90s. That's not enjoyable for me. Even if the birds are really flying, it's not that enjoyable. So, but I like a little cooler. It's going to be cool off a little bit this week, I hope. I hope enough in time for bow season. I hope I'm able to get out the first day. That's game plan. Anyway, let's see what that little text was about. Gary in Dundalk is on hold. Well, good morning, Gary. Hope you're feeling better.
Good morning.
Are you feeling better, my friend?
I am fine, and I'm ready to go. I hear there's blues in the bay.
Yep.
Where and how to catch them?
Blues?
Yeah, blues.
I thought you were a striped bass guy.
I'm going to go out and get some dinner guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I go for all species.
You go for all species, huh?
Yes.
Bluefish are in the middle bay. Most action are trolling little drone spoons and surgical tubes.
Okay, yeah, I got those. Okay.
Behind planers.
Okay.
The channel edge from buoy 83 south to the diamonds has been a good place to troll.
83, okay.
83 to the Diamonds, a few Spanish mackerel.
And how fast you got to be going? How fast you got to troll?
How fast you have to troll? A little bit faster than you would for rockfish.
Okay, all right. All right, I'm going to give it a whirl.
The faster trolling goes along with Spanish mackerel and bluefish. Got to get them excited.
Right. Okay.
All right.
Perfect.
We'll have a good time out there.
I will, and I'll let you know if I get anything.
Let me know if you get any bluefish. That'd be fun. Yep. It's been a long time since I caught a bluefish, so good.
I never caught one here.
In the bay? Ever?
Not here, no.
Where did you catch bluefish before Maryland?
Long Island.
Long Island. I got it. All right. Is that where you grew up?
Yes.
That's okay. We'll hold it against you.
We used to get monster blues, they call them, back in the day.
Monster blues. Yeah, we used to get them here, too.
Yep. You often know the cycle of life. Yep.
Often tell this story. Probably heard it. But Tommy Goody's Marine, and I were fishing in the Honga River one day.
Okay.
And he said, there's some big bluefish out here. Boy caught one 20 pounds today. I said, that's a big bluefish. Well, we typically put 5 or 6 rods overboard with 1.5-ounce bucktails. We just put them down where we marked the sea trout. Usually about 30 to 40 feet, 1.5-ounce bucktail, purple or red worm on the back, piece of peeler, and just let them sit in the rod holders. All of a sudden, one of the rods bent over, almost hit the gunwale. The next one went down, all 5 of them popped up faster than they went down. A school of bluefish come in there and ate all of our baits. Bling, bling, bling. That was something to see, man, let me tell you.
You get them all in?
Oh, no, they bit us off. I'm telling you, they bent the rods down for about 2 seconds, and the rod popped back up, nothing on it. All 5 rods, 6 rods, whatever it was we had out. All gone. All the baits are gone. Chopped off. Those are big fish, man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Never hooked one.
Really?
Bit them off.
Wow.
Nope. Bit them off.
Well, there you go. You had some excitement.
We caught some trout. That was fun, so it's always good. No problem at all. So.
All right.
Well, enjoy those bluefish.
What time is the drawing so I can listen up?
What's that?
When is the drawing so I can listen and see if I win?
6:30. Good luck. Tim will be here. Tackle Box Tim will be here.
Yep. Great.
Well, have fun, buddy.
All right. Take care.
Let me know. Yep. See you,
Bye.
Gary. Bye. There you go. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 if you'd like to get in the tackle contest. It's rockfish tackle for this month, and that is going to be 410-922-6680. Call in, leave your name and number with Aaron, our call screener producer, and Aaron will put all that information down. Then you got to go on the air with me. Just say hi. Just say wanted to get in the contest or talk about something you want to talk about, ask a question, make a comment. How about that? And we'll take it from there. End of the month, which is today. Everybody's name is on the list. Everybody's name gets coordinated with a number. And Tackle Box Tim will come on with his random number generator on his phone, do the drawing. He's the one that's giving his stuff away, so he's going to do the drawing. And he'll pick a number that whatever number matches the name, that's the winner. How about that? How was your week, Aaron?
It was pretty good. I can't complain. Glad the hot weather is almost over.
Yeah, me too. Can't wait for that. That's for sure. So, anyway. Well, I may as well talk about Connor's project. Connor was a grandson of local fishing guide and hunting guide and seafood provider and crabber, Rennie Gay. Many people know Rennie Gay. He lost his grandson, Connor, to a drowning incident. And in his memory, he created Connor's Project. And this is the 7th annual Connor's Project. It's a sporting clay shoot. Location is Pintail Point. It's Sunday, September 8th, which is next Sunday. Now, where the money goes, every bit of it, goes to the Critchlow Adkins Children's Centers and takes care of their swimming programs in Talbot County. All the swimming programs in 5 children's centers is paid for by Connor's Project, teaching kids to swim. Starts at 10 a.m. Individual shooters are $125. A 4-man team makes that $500. There's crabs and hot dogs and hamburgers and beer and soda and water included about noontime. That'll kick off. Crab Feast tickets are $50 if you just want to go to the Crab Feast. The music by Lee Colby. And if you would like more information, you can email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. I will send you the link. Or you can look up the Critchlow Adkins Children's Center. Critchlow Adkins Children's Center. Or you can call Rennie for tickets if you like. 410-310-8317. And there's going to be a drawing for a gun and a few other things, so you want to make sure you get your tickets for that. Rennie Gay, 410-310-8317 for a nice shotgun, from what I understand, is being given away. So I'll probably see you there. That's the plan. Robin and I will see you there. The next day, the 9th. The 9th is another event. That's the Talisman Therapeutic Riding Rockfish Rodeo Fishing Tournament. That's a Monday, September 9th. All boats launch from Fisherman's Crab Deck at 6 a.m. 3032 Kent Narrows Way South in Graysonville, Maryland. You should know where that Fisherman's Crab Deck is anyway. The top rockfish angler will get a $1,000 prize, and the benefit, the rest of the money of the benefit goes to everybody gets a chance to win. Join us for a fun-filled fishing competition with local watermen guiding you to the best fishing spots on the Chesapeake Bay. Stay for the Crab Feast, an afternoon of food, beverages, live music, games, and a silent auction. 6 a.m., the boats launch. 12:30 p.m. is happy hour. 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. is the Crab Feast. The single angler entry is $225, which includes Crab Feast. Each angler entry includes a Crab Feast ticket and $110 for a single Crab Feast ticket. For more information, call 443-239-9400. And if you'd like more information on the Talisman Therapeutic Riding Program, that is talismantherapeuticriding.org. They're Blue Ribbon Lane in Graysonville, so you can check that out, 443-239-9400. And in the 6 o'clock hour, we'll have a couple of guests that will tell us about a little bit more about this tournament, about the fishing. And I'm looking forward to talking to those folks. They'll be calling in about 6 o'clock, and we'll be talking to them. How about that? So there's two great things. Both involve, one involves shooting sporting clays, and the other involves fishing back-to-back days right here in the Chesapeake Bay. Can't wait. Well, it's time right up there in Graysonville. You know, you'll be able to stop by Backyard Billy's if you like. No question. You know, as you can imagine, it's coming to the end of summer, and the table and chairs are, sales on those are winding down a little bit. I'm sure there's some specials if you want to go check those out. I mean, there's just an array of backyard furniture that's unbelievable. Tables and chairs and those Adirondack chairs that I love come in all different sizes and heights, and whether they rock or whatever it might be. You know, deck recliners, too. I didn't tell you about the deck chairs. They have those, too. But you can go up there and cruise around and see everything outside, and you'll walk by the sheds, the storage sheds, and the greenhouses, and the dog kennels, and the chicken coops, and you'll see the gazebos, and you'll see the lighthouses, and you'll see the pergolas, and those great gym sets for the kids. You know, they call them gym sets. They're not swing sets anymore. There's way more to them than that. Monkey bars and slides and all that stuff. So all that's available at Backyard Billy's. Now, on the big stuff, they have free delivery and setup within 60 miles. and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside the showroom, a huge array of furniture for your beach house or for your patio. There's barbecue grills, Traeger, Big Green Egg, Kamado Joe, Memphis, a great assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and everything else you need to make your deck and your backyard outstanding. There's garden decorations and furniture. More and more and more and more. Why not stop by Backyard Billy's? They're on Drummer Drive right up there in Graysonville. BackyardBilly's.com, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. BackyardBilly's.com is the website. They're open 7 days a week, including this weekend. Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. You'll be glad you did. Clyde Sports Shop. I was there this week. Talked to Mike. Looked at some rifle scopes. Looked at some Leopolds and some Hawks and that kind of stuff. I have a. For those of you that don't know, I won a nice CVA Cascade, which is their Bergera high-powered rifle division. Nice camo stock. Doesn't have a scope on it. I need a scope, so I'm checking out all the scopes from Clyde Sports Shop. This is where I traditionally buy my scopes, but. They do offer fishing and hunting licenses, and it's hunting season right now. I would invite you to take a look at some of the Browning shotguns for waterfowl. And what do I mean by that? Well, they have this beautiful shotgun. It's an A5. But they have one called in a division called Wicked Wings. And Wicked Wings, I'll tell you, the A5, but it's a little bit fancier than the A5. It's got all the guts of an A5. It's got the kinematic drive, recoil system, a composite stock, a Cerakote. But what it does have that the others don't have is a Cerakote burnt bronze camo finish on the receiver. It's beautiful. And the barrel is also burnt bronze Cerakote. It's got an oversized bolt release to use with gloves, extended Invector DS goose band choke tubes, and corrosion-resistant chrome bore. There's an ABS case included with that. Beautiful A5. Comes in a couple of different camos. The one I'm looking at is the vintage camo. You know, the old style. The old style. You remember the old brown and green camo that your grandfather wore. Maybe your dad. If you like that, you might like the Maxxis 2 as well. The Maxxis 2 is a reliable gas-operated autoloader shotgun with additional enhancements to improve performance. Composite stock with a soft flex cheek pad. It's all camo, including the barrel, with an inflex recoil pad and oversized controls. Comes to your shoulder really nice. So why not stop by Clyde's Sports Shop? Take a look at the A5 or the Maxxis 2, both from Browning. Clyde's is your full-line Browning dealer. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Halethorpe, just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 242-6108. The website is new and updated, ClydesSportShop.com, ClydesSportShop.com. One word, of course. You'll be glad you did. Clyde's is open 7 days a week. Why not stop by? We'll be right back after these messages.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'm on a first-name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buzz baits and Zara spooks, pumpkin seeds and flukes, booyah crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
Yep, can't stop buying them, that's for sure. 410 WCVM 680, 410-922-6680. Welcome back. We're texting with some fine listeners out there. Morning, John B. Glad to hear from you this morning. See who else we got here. Yes, indeed. All right. Any callers on the line, Mr. Aaron?
Not right now. We are waiting for another.
Not right now. Well, that means that whoever might call will get in right away if they'd like to talk and get in the contest. No waiting. Just like the Esquire Barbershop when I was a kid. Four barbers, no waiting. How about that? I wonder if the Esquire Barbershop's still there on Pleasant Valley Boulevard in Altoona, Pennsylvania, not far from Highway Pizza Shop. Man. Big Sicilian pizza, 28 pieces, 4 by 7, 4 cuts by 7 cuts. They come in a giant 2 boxes. Oh, I'm telling you, that was great. I remember one birthday party, all I wanted was Highway Pizza for my friends. I think it was birthday number 13 or 14, can't remember. My dad and mom ordered 7 pizzas. We had more pizza. We had more pizza than you can imagine. I don't know how they got rid of all of it, but that was fun. Anyway, let's see. So I think today, I agree, John. Let's see. Bill in Perry Hall. Good morning, Bill. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm fine, Al. Morning. I wanted to ask you a question about deer. Did you advertise something in the past, a chemical that you can put on around your garden to discourage deer from eating your flowers or plants? Do you know what? Was it Bobby something?
I can't tell you. That's more of an Alan Summers question, but since I'm the outdoors guy, I should know the answer. There is a commercial application. I think it comes in powder form. You mix it with water. Uh-huh. It's basically dehydrated, spoiled eggs. If you know what a rotten egg smells like, that's what this is. Dried rotten eggs. And you mix it with water, spray it around your garden. If you're looking for a natural solution,
right.
There's a couple commercial products out there, but that's the one that comes to mind. And I cannot tell you the name of it. I mean, I can certainly go on the search engine and look it up during the show if you like. But that's the one. Let me see if I can. I'll tell you what I'll do. Natural deer repellent. Let's see. There's one called Deer Out. That seems to be the one that's the concentrate. And deer repellent. Super long lasting. Minty fresh scent. Won't wash off. Makes 2.5 gallon. Covers 10,000 square feet for a mere price of $34.95. All natural, proven deer. So there it is, so peppermint flavored. Give it a shot.
I have no idea.
Amazon or wherever you want to.
Oh,
maybe a garden center.
What was it called again? Did you say?
Deer Out.
Deer Out. Okay. All right.
Deer Out. That seems to be the one that's most advertised here. And if I come up with the other one, I will let you know.
Okay. Well, right. Thanks for checking. Appreciate that. Yes.
Oh yeah, my pleasure. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Instant answers. That's what we're all about.
Right. Oh, they also have a double. You can do a double fence, right? An excursion.
You can. Yeah. Oh, Bob X is a suggestion from a listener. Bob X. I don't know what that is.
Bob X. B-O-B and Bobby Dash X or something. Yeah.
That's how it was written, but I'm not sure. Let me put it in here. Hold on. Be aim to please. Bob X, yep. Bob X, deer repellent, yep. B-O-B-X.
B-O-B-X,
Bob X.
Okay.
Now, there's also, wait a minute, there's one called, it's B-O-B-B-E-X, Bob X. Bob X, B-O-B-B-E-X, Bob X.
B-O-B-B-X, yeah.
B-O-B-B-E-X, Bob X,
E-X.
Yep.
Okay, right, got it.
Yep, and that's promoted very well, yep. Yeah. Thank you, Lee, I appreciate the suggestion. Another suggestion from another listener, a bullet. That's a permanent solution, that's for sure. Thank you for the call, glad to help.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
All righty. Bye-bye. Well, that is true. I should have suggested that there is a way to a lethal method of getting rid of his deer problem, that's for sure. But I didn't want to get into it because he wants to spray them and keep them away, which is fine. That's fine with me, whatever he wants to do. Oh, good coffee. Yesterday's. Reheated in the microwave. Not my best favorite, but anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We had quite a discussion on the increase in the non-resident sika deer permit last year, and with the bow season coming up in less than a week, next Friday, that you're going to see some bow hunters traveling up and down the back roads of Dorchester County, and, parking in all the public areas. You'll see them at Blackwater. And, some of them are going to have non-resident tags. There's going to be some grumbling out there from people from Pennsylvania and New York and Virginia and Delaware that hunt our elusive and delicious sika deer here in Maryland because of the, 800% increase in the non-resident deer fee. Caller right at the end of the last hour, coming out of the break, we didn't have time to speak with him, but if that fella is with us this morning, give us a call while we have time to talk about it. Why not? Anything else you'd like to talk about as far as hunting regulations and so forth? Now, for some reason, I didn't attend the copper ammunition event, but there's another one coming up to tell us about copper ammunition, and I'm looking for that email that I got. There it is. Yeah. Thank you for attending the August 14th Modern Hunting Ammunition Workshop, hosted by the North American Non-Lead Partnership. I would like to... interesting. Maybe we'll get Mr. Miller on the show. What do you think? Maybe we'll get Mr. Miller on the radio show and talk about the non-lead partnership and what the whether that's a pro hunting group or just how they feel about lead, and maybe they can give us some education about the non-lead partnership. So, non-lead partnership. Might have to look that one up, too. Because that's coming. It's coming real soon on the National Wildlife Refuges we have here in Maryland. And that includes the giant one, Blackwater, and then the, Eastern Neck is also a part of that Chesapeake watershed system. And maybe we need to get ourselves some more information about this. Of course, this was a it galls me that this was a settlement from the government with a anti-hunting, anti-fishing group that was suing the government. And as part of the settlement, the government agreed to suspend hunting with lead in all the federal lands. I don't know how it affects the BLM land in western states. But the National Wildlife Refuges are affected greatly by that. So we'll see. I'm assured it's nothing that Maryland is considering statewide or statewide basis, but, you know, it's going to be lobbied. It's going to be coming soon. We'll see what happens. Having to shoot copper, all copper ammunition, which is available. It's not inexpensive, but there are copper muzzle-loading bullets or copper shotgun slugs. I don't know if there's all copper centerfire rifle ammunition. If there is, I can't imagine. I imagine it's very effective as far as distance and range and muzzle energy and that type of thing, but I need to know how it deals with expansion. I know the shotgun slugs and the muzzleloader bullets are considered to be pretty good, but I haven't, quite frankly, haven't put any to the test. I used to hunt with a fellow that loved the Remington copper solid. Copper, what were they called? I think they were copper solids, copper something, shotgun slugs, and he had very good performance out of them, and they are very accurate, no question about it, but we'll talk more about it, about the lead ban in the National Wildlife Refuges. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Love to hear from you. My goodness. Are people away? I don't know. Perhaps people might be away and not calling this morning. Or maybe everybody that wanted to be in the Fish and Tackle giveaway is in the Fish and Tackle giveaway. And maybe not. Maybe not. So, we'll see. I noticed that there was a big effort on taking some DNR, taking about a ton and a half of blue catfish out. of the ecosystem out of the Chesapeake Bay. And apparently their fishing efforts were very successful, but a ton and a half of blue catfish might be a good topic for a press release, but it's certainly just barely scratching the surface of the problem. I mean, that ton and a half of blue catfish won't be eating any more crabs or game fish or even white perch or herring or hickory shad or American shad or whatever else they eat, which is about 28 different things, clams, crabs, you name it, they love them. But it was a good effort, so maybe we'll have Branson Williams on the radio again. I asked him to come on the show, and he was actually a guest before. He stood in for Dr. Joe Love one time, and I didn't remember it. So, hey, let's talk to Mark over there in Delaware. Hello, Mark.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
No complaints.
That's good.
I have a generic question. Recognizing that wildlife are very adaptable.
Yep.
I'm looking at the temperatures, and mm-hmm. I'm reminded that there was a massive event, Hunga Tonga, in the Pacific, through 38,000 Olympic-sized swimming pools of water into the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And now, here we are, tomorrow will be September 1st, normally it's hot.
Right.
Or at least extremely warm till the end of September, and not till October. It really starts to cool off consistently.
Right.
But we're looking to high 70s, and even the mid-70s for the next 2 weeks. So my question is this, with that as a background, what changes can we expect in hunting season? We won't know till we find out.
Well, I will tell you this. When we have a wet spring and a dry summer, that leads to an increase in the spread of diseases, deer diseases, like EHD. EHD is epizootic hemorrhagic disease, which comes from the bite of a midge. A midge is just like a baby, tiny, minuscule mosquito. They're bloodsuckers, but they basically breed the same. They need water to breed. They like mosquitoes, and they need blood to exist. Well, when they feed on deer in those conditions, they tend to give them a disease called EHD, and what this does is it swells up deer's experiences massive fever and swelling and hemorrhaging in all of its organs, and it quickly leads to death, except for those who can survive the onslaught. Maybe a mild case, or maybe not quite as bad. But we are starting to notice that now almost every year throughout parts of Maryland. I saw a picture of a beautiful 11-point the other day in Velvet that was found dead. I saw another one online. Somebody said, how about this for 20 yards behind your hunting stand? And there was an 8-point laying there that had perished. And I'm hearing sporadic reports, and this is the time of the year that happens. Now, one fella, a friend of mine, said, man, if the rain had come just a little earlier, maybe we wouldn't have this issue. But he said, I hope the rain came in time, and I hope enough of it came in time. Don't know. It all depends. But that's one. That's one that affects deer. Now, when you mentioned an underwater volcano, that's part of how these things happen. We had a hurricane that came up through West Virginia a few years ago, and they found out that as it came through Maryland, it brought with it a different strain of EHD as it blew a different population of midges into Maryland, and a different strain of EHD was discovered not long after that hurricane came through. So there is something climatic that can affect that. Now, deer have been with us since eons. Deer have been with us for how long, Mark? Before man showed up on this planet, or maybe within a few days of man being creative, the deer were created. And they were given a unique ability to adapt to any condition. And that's with the way their hair grows, believe this or not. A deer's hair in the summertime is very short. It's a reddish color. And it is three times as dense as it is in the winter. When the deer shed their summer coat, it is replaced by a longer coat of fur or hair, and the hairs are hollow. So the hollow hair will insulate that deer from bedding directly on the snow and surviving the harshest winter conditions, given enough food. So the animals are adaptable. I mean, there's no shortage of squirrels. There's no shortage of rabbits except by predation. There's no shortage of deer. There's no shortage of any of these natural animals. And the only thing that I can think would be more so affected in wildlife would be migratory waterfowl. Duck populations go up and down. The duck breeding success goes up and down. The goose breeding success is what predates our seasons being set. And, when you have scientists on the Ungava Peninsula, they're counting predators and they're counting egg clutches and they're counting the amount of breeding pairs and they're counting the surviving chicks, in the wintertime, and then they come back in February and say, well, we predict that because the snowfall didn't go away and we still have an ice cover and this and that and the other thing, that breeding success was down. Therefore, we don't have a big enough population to hunt for an extended period of time. For example, last year we had 45 days at Canada geese, migratory Canada geese. This year we have 30 days to hunt the same species. The limit's still two. For years, it was one. So there's something to a changing climatic events, but in the long term, I don't think there is this predicted apocalypse of climate change coming to our world. I mean, we've gone through heat stages, we've gone through ice ages, we've gone through more heat stages and more ice ages. I mean, it's just a cyclical thing. So I don't know if that answers your question or even comes close to what you're asking, but...
Yeah, well, yeah, it does. This year, possibly next, there's an identifiable event, which was that underwater volcano.
Right.
And so we're not talking about long-term effect. We're talking about a blip.
Yeah.
And I have no sense of... We are, this summer, where I live, we're loaded with Canada geese.
Yeah. Well, those are resident.
There's another event, and it's highly localized. We used to have a service. A woman came by every, I don't know, couple of days with a dog.
Yep.
And it would chase the geese away.
Yep. Harassment is what it's
called. And they're not doing business in lower Delaware this year. They decided.
Why?
They said they were going to spend most of their time in Maryland.
Oh.
And but probably just more customers, better pay, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So we're loaded with Canada geese this year. But that's the reason we know it's they stopped stringing the monofilament lines across the ponds.
They've just
because
quit.
Those were jamming up the pumps for the
right.
fountains.
Right.
And that in conjunction with the absence of the goose chasers. There you are.
Yep. They came back.
Yeah, this is what normal looks like when we don't intervene.
Exactly.
People aren't real thrilled about it, but, I mean...
I don't know if you've ever heard the term, nature abhors a vacuum.
Yeah, does it ever.
I mean, well, and my example of that is if you go to a trout stream and you've got the biggest trout in the brook... that hides behind a certain rock to ambush his prey as it comes down into the feeding stream or the feeding current, and you take that big trout out of there, another one's going to move right in because it's a prime feeding spot. The other ones were just kept out because it was dominated by a big fish. So, you know, we're going to have another big dominant fish come into that same spot because it's a prime feeding spot. There's not going to be any cease of action of those, you know, trout in that stream because, oh, a big fish went away. Nope, we're going right in. You know, they don't have emotions. They're, you know, food, cover, water, you know, whatever makes them comfortable, they're gonna adapt to that. And now with the lack of harassment, the geese, hey, look down there. That's a nice-looking pond. You know, nice place to breed, nice place to have fun, nice place for people to bring out bread and feed us, and we're going to move right back in there. And that's what they did. So, no dogs, no wires, nothing. So, anyway, interesting discussion.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'll have to look into that underwater volcano and see if I think it would probably disrupt, you know, the fish life more so than the wildlife. But, you know, El Nino and La Nina, the temperature of the Pacific, certainly affects our weather as far as our winters and our summers, you know, just because of the way the weather patterns flow across the country. So the Pacific affects us.
Yeah. And the politicians never accept the fact you can't change the laws of nature.
Correct.
It is what it is.
That's right. Absolutely. Thank you for the call, Mark.
Have a great week.
You do the same, buddy. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Spurry's Tire Service is located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 15 East. That's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. I walked around in there yesterday. I was talking to Brent, and I looked at all the tires, and I was just amazed. And I saw tires, you know, I saw wheels in there that were yellow, and I saw orange ones, and I'm thinking, well, those don't go on cars. They must go on garden tractors and tractors. And there weren't just a couple of them either. So they do have American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires. They have the other ones, too, Michelin and Yokohama and the rest. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car or your truck in any make or model. Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard, garden tractors to farm tractors. If you own a trailer or an ATV, Spurry's has the tires. I talked to one of the techs. I said, what was your most challenging or memorable tire-changing job? He said, it was, believe it or not, it was changing the tire on an automatic ball thrower. I said, you mean like on a tennis court or in a batting cage? He said, yep. He said, those tires aren't meant to come off. And they're not meant to wear out. But this one did, and he had to change it. How about that? So if you own a trailer, an ATV, Spurry's has the tires. Spurry's offers tire repair on the spot at full-service automotive repair. They'll diagnose, they'll check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. They do the check engine part, and then they do the repair. Their 24-hour truck service and farm service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me and Robin, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestire.com. 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, do you have a beautiful fireplace that you just never use anymore? I mean, that hole in the wall that's just sucking the heat out of the room? Robin and I had the same situation, and then we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected an EX35 from Enviro. It's a gas fireplace insert, and we love it. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service, and we both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro and Regency brands and others, not only gas fireplace inserts, but pellet inserts, wood inserts, freestanding pellet, and wood stoves, too. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon. You'll be ready for that future cold weather. It's going to be here sooner than you think. BackyardBillys.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500 for Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Well, that went by fast. All right, folks. Listen, time to get out, stay out, stay safe, stay dry. Love your family, love the Lord. We'll be right back at the top of the hour with a couple of guests from Talisman Therapeutic Riding Center.